Kia ora, welcome to Focus on Politics. I'm Jane Patterson. Last week we looked at calls for the Reserve Bank to potentially intervene in the overheated housing market, and that's exactly what's happened.
I can confirm today that I have written to the Reserve Bank Governor to seek his advice on what the Reserve Bank can do to assist the government in meeting our economic objectives as laid out in the monetary policy remit, in particular with regard to house prices.
The government's been under pressure after ruling out any tax changes to dampen housing demand, and Finance Minister Grant Robertson has now recruited the central bank to bring its considerable resource and influence to bear.
It has become clear that because the economy is performing more strongly than expected, that demand for housing, particularly as an investment, is also stronger than expected. Our focus will be on improving access to the housing market for first home buyers and ensuring house price growth does not distort the effectiveness of our overall economic rebuild, which we do want to focus on the productive side of the economy.
The key aims of the Reserve Bank are to keep inflation within a certain range alongside sustainable employment and a watching brief on financial stability. As part of its moves to stimulate the economy, the bank has embarked on measures including quantitative easing and a $28 billion funding for lending program, all designed to make sure there's plenty of cheap money washing through the economy. The latest update is positive, showing the economy performing much better than expected, but the price of housing and the associated lending have been tagged as a financial risk. The National Party had called for the government to push for the central bank to put conditions on the $28 billion to make sure at least some went to business and other productive parts of the economy. Governor Adrian Orr says they did consider it.
Whether we have some types of constraints or directions on those, and we agreed that that would reduce the effectiveness of a funding for lending program for the purposes that we are introducing it, which is for monetary policy purposes. And so in a sense it is our job to ensure that banks have access to funding at the type of interest rate we think is necessary for the country. It is banks' roles to then decide how best to allocate their capital when they are managing their books.
One of National's finance spokespeople, Andrew Bailey, told reporters his party welcomed the move to bring in the Reserve Bank, but it's far from clear what it will actually do.
There's no change this morning. House prices will continue to rise this morning. So it's all about what are the specific measures he chooses to put in place. And it'll be interesting if he chooses not to do anything.
The letter essentially said, hey, we're already controlling house prices. It's not in our mandate, but if you look closely, that's what we've been doing for a while. Is he essentially just saying, thank you for your consideration, but we're already doing that?
Well, that's why it's an interesting letter that Mr. Robertson wrote and an interesting response. But the reality is house prices have increased by 20% in the last year. And given that situation, a lot of that has come from additional funding put into the sector, into the banking sector, and of course how the banks have applied that money. And so that is the core issue. So to say that house inflation has been managed or looked after, the results clearly don't show that.
Is writing letters enough? I mean, the housing market, as you said, is running red hot, 20% year on year. Is two men writing letters to each other from offices across the street really going to cut the mustard at this stage?
Well, I think Mr. Robertson's approach to write a letter asking, in effect, for the governor to consider it was just a step down from a letter of expectation. And if Mr. Orr chooses to take a different path, then it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Robertson's next choice is.
Leader Judith Collins was grudgingly supportive of the move.
People of New Zealand will be looking at this and saying how quaint, they're sending letters to each other and telling the media about it as they're doing it. We'll wait and see.
Didn't your shadow treasurer say yesterday that this was a good idea?
It is absolutely a good idea. And that's why it's nice that Grant Robertson has followed Andrew Bailey's advice.
Mr. Robertson's letter divided New Zealand's senior economists, both whether it was appropriate given the bank's independence and whether it would work.
Welcome the recognition that what's going on in the housing market is that lower interest rates are driving house prices higher. I think that recognition has been lacking from the public sector in recent times, and that's positive that we're seeing the effects that interest rates are having on house prices. However, I think it's unprecedented to attempt to influence the Reserve Bank's behaviour at such short notice in this way. And I also wonder exactly what it is that the Reserve Bank is going to be able to do here.
This is exactly what should be happening. There is a contract between the finance minister and the Reserve Bank to decide what goals the Reserve Bank has. And it is absolutely within the finance minister's remit to ask what sort of things the Reserve Bank should think about. How they conduct themselves to achieve that, that's where the independence is important.
Is this a wake-up call for the Reserve Bank?
This is a huge wake-up call for the Reserve Bank. Their commentary and their position on house prices in the last 2 weeks have been tone-deaf and, quite frankly, unbelievable.
I think this is a bit of a sideshow, to be honest, and it's certainly not going to see housing become any more affordable anytime soon. What we're seeing with the government now stepping in to suggest changing the Reserve Bank's mandate really only takes the Reserve Bank to where it was previously, when it, you know, 3 years ago, when it already considered asset prices. So I think there's a lot of noise that will be made about this. But again, it seems like we continue to focus too much on one area and completely forget the real drivers of how we can change the housing crisis.
So what do you think Grant Robertson should be doing instead?
It surprises me the wording in the statement from the finance minister that he's looking for more advice on demand-side changes for housing. In reality, it just reinforces that the government has abdicated responsibility on the housing crisis because it refuses to make some of the necessary steps to increase supply.
Grant Robertson has proposed adding considering house prices into the rules under which the Monetary Policy Committee operates, but says that won't interfere with the bank's primary mandate or independence. Adrian Orr was asked if he had any concerns about the minister's action in sending the letter.
No, I don't. It's been made very clear from the letter and from discussions that there is no intention to alter the independence of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. I mean, at one side, it also gives me confidence, the fact that we are prepared to have these conversations in an open environment. That itself shows comfort and confidence in the operational capability of the Reserve Bank.
In his initial response to the Finance Minister, Mr. Orr said the bank already took asset and house prices into account. He told reporters that was to give context about what it's doing.
I can't speak on behalf of the whole committee. That's the nature of a committee, and the committee hasn't met yet to opine on what that does and to work with to understand where that fits within what the government's broader work objectives.
If you're making the point that you're already considering house prices, would you consider an inclusion redundant?
I just wanted to make sure that people understand where we're starting from, have clear expectations around what can and can't be done, because setting up false expectations for broad stakeholders, public alike, is not good policy setting.
Grant Robertson told me he wants to make sure all parts of the economy and the machinery of government are contributing.
We've offered the suggestion that we could alter the remit that we have between the government and the Reserve Bank in terms of issues that they take into consideration when they're setting monetary policy. So we believe that this is, you know, the best thing we can do to, as a government, try and help address rapidly escalating house prices. We've got a role to play with our policies, and we believe the Reserve Bank has a role to play too.
The Governor, Adrian Orr, says they already consider house prices when considering monetary policy. So what difference actually would your suggestion make?
I think making the words explicit in the remit give it a certain status. I mean, it's all very well to say that you do consider it. That's good news. But I think, like other matters that are there, such as the stability of the exchange rate, the output of the economy, making sure that we have a sound financial system, I think it's important, if that is a matter of consideration, that it's stated and therefore people can see that and effectively hold the bank to account over it. In addition, though, I think we are in a particular moment in time here where we have to all acknowledge that house prices are behaving in a way that we did not expect them to. Almost every economist in May this year was saying house prices are going to plummet as a result of COVID-19. They did the opposite. And so I think it is an opportunity now for all of us to take a step back and say, well, what can we do? Putting it in the remit gives it a certain status, and that's what we've suggested to the bank. It is open to them to return to us with alternative proposals about how they believe we can better look at house prices within their work. and I look forward to those as well.
And you'd be open to those if they were separate to what you have put forward, if they met the requirements that you're after?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole point of this is actually to involve all of the parts of the government's broader economic approach in a discussion about what we do about rapidly escalating house prices and providing more affordable housing and a more equitable environment for first home buyers. So I'm certainly open to those suggestions. Bear in mind, at the same time, we have asked the Treasury to go away and look at what we can do as a government on the demand side, and we have a very expansive agenda in terms of increasing housing supply as well.
Is there a disconnect between, for example, the quantitative easing and funding for lending program the bank is running, which is, I think, widely acknowledged to be exacerbating house prices, and then the governor saying, well, we are looking at house prices?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to comment on what the governor is thinking there specifically. What I would say is that in a 1 in 100 year economic shock, things are moving fast. And only a few months ago, we were all expecting house prices to plummet. I congratulate the Reserve Bank for their swift and decisive action in supporting our fiscal stance. Getting cash flow and confidence as our priority, that was the right thing for both of us to be doing March, April, May of this year. But now when we fast forward several months, we've got, you know, house price inflation 15 to 20%. Everybody, I think, in the scenario recognises that's not sustainable. So it's not a matter of people having got something wrong or not applied the right policy. We've just got to keep up with where we are in what is a very uncertain time.
But the fact that you as Finance Minister have to specifically ask them to look at house prices, is there any suggestion within that they haven't been doing what you would have expected them to have been doing in this space, even though acknowledging it's not in their specific remit?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just timely. That's the point. This is a situation where it's all hands to the pump. And, you know, we took the decision that we would write to the Reserve Bank. That's, in fact, the appropriate process if you want to change the remit. You know, it's actually laid out in law, and so therefore we were following that. But equally, it's an opportunity to ask about other advice and other suggestions. And what I'm really welcoming is the Governor's constructive approach to saying, look, this is a good conversation for New Zealand to have. Let's get all the ideas on the table and move forward. And that is the responsibility of government in terms of both supply and demand and the responsibility of the Reserve Bank and their policies.
How much political pressure on you is there on housing, given the numerous pinch points and also that it cuts to some of the heart of Labour traditional values in terms of inequality and how New Zealanders are faring?
When we came into office in 2017, we were clear that we were inheriting a housing crisis. We were also clear that it wouldn't be solved in one term. And, you know, we invested heavily in housing in our first term. We built, you know, a record number of houses going back to governments to the 1970s. We brought in place those demand-side measures like the ban on foreign buyers of existing residential homes, extending the bright line test, the ring fencing around rental losses. So, you know, we have done a lot in that first term, but we were fully aware that this was a decades-long in-the-making crisis and it would take more than one term to turn it around. So I don't feel any more pressure than I would on a big issue like housing, because we always knew we had to keep working on it.
But has this taken everyone by surprise? I mean, the market has escalated, I think, beyond anyone's predictions. But has this, I suppose, hit the government as you come out of an election campaign, you come out of COVID, and it's like, housing?
Well, as I say, I think everybody, by and large, was predicting a significant drop in house prices based around the fact that we'd have high unemployment through COVID. The very nature of COVID has been to restrict economic activity. What's happened is that the New Zealand economy has turned out to have come through this better than expected. That's a good thing for New Zealand. You know, exports are up, people are feeling confident, unemployment has not hit as hard as we expected. So the New Zealand economy's done well, but to have a house price boom like this off the back of a recession goes against everything you'll read in an economics textbook. And so it's not surprising to me that we've all come to the same conclusion, which we now have to acknowledge is the opposite now, with house prices increasing at the rate they are.
There's been a lot of talk about capital gains tax and all of those other demand side. You talked about asking Treasury to go away and look at initiatives you've already done. Can you give us a sense of what you're hoping to achieve with those in terms of how they could be deployed on the government side?
Well, again, we've given Treasury an open mandate to return to us with their ideas outside of those that we've already ruled out. Something like the bright line test, we extended it out to 5 years. It's useful for us to now say, well, how is that going? What effect is that having? Similarly with all the other policies that we have brought in. But also this is an opportunity to say, within the demand side policy space, what else is there that might have an effect on that sustained moderation in house prices that we're looking for? So it's an open process. I'm not at the stage of ruling things in or ruling things out, but I do expect to get that advice before Christmas, and I do expect early in the new year to be discussing with colleagues what changes might happen as a result of getting that advice.
Do you have a sense, though, that they haven't been as effective as they could have been?
It's hard to say. I mean, one of the issues around the bright line test, of course, is that the five-year period has to occur for people, and so, you know, we do have to make sure that, you know, we give it a fair go in terms of how it works. And so, we'll, you know, that's exactly the exercise we're now in. In terms of the others, you know, ring fencing has recently come in. I think people are fairly confident that's working. And obviously around the ban on offshore buyers, we have seen an impact on that. But we are now living in the shadow of COVID, and therefore everything needs some reassessment.
Let's focus on politics. Thanks for joining us. Mā te wā.